Al Green's new album, I Can't Stop, is the first collection he's made with producer Willie Mitchell in 27 years. In the intervening time, Green gave himself over to gospel music and the day-to-day ministry of a Baptist church he founded in Memphis. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that unlike so many comeback records, Green's return to secular music is actually the start of a new phase in his career.
I can't stop. Just can't stop. Just can't stop
from loving you. I can't stop my hand from holding you. There must be a reason why I feel so free. I know I can't stop.
That sweet rhythmic groove, with the punctuation of its discreet, curt horn section, is, you might say, the grammar of a classic Al Green song. This is the strict organizing structure that underpins what Green wants to say and how he says it. Producer Willie Mitchell, at age 75, knows better than anyone alive that diagramming the musical sentences is essential for so discursive and spontaneous an artist as Al Green. It's what frees Green to use his extraordinary range, grainy alto croon, falsetto yelps and screams, syllables pulled and stretched like warm taffy, for maximum emotional effectiveness.
Standing on the edge of the world, I'm looking for you, baby. Yeah. I keep looking at the sun, but it's raining in my heart. One man.
Willie Mitchell is an R&B purist. He's maintained his High Records label in Royal Studios exactly the same way it's been since the early 70s, when he converted the small Memphis movie theater into a recording studio. Mitchell declined to work with Green on any of the numerous gospel albums the singer cut on his own for the past quarter century. For Mitchell, soul music is sensuous, not spiritual stuff. Green recorded these songs with the same microphone he used to cut such 70s classics as Tired of Being Alone, Call Me, and Let's Stay Together. Inevitably, some of the new tunes, like the one I just played, called You, sound like leftovers from those sessions. But even the leftovers cooked up by Green and Mitchell have tangy ingredients. And at least once, on the 6 minutes plus My Problem Is You, Green and Mitchell reach inside themselves to produce something at once familiar and utterly new. A big chunk of soulful blues.
Blue.
every night is true. My problem is you.
My Problem Is You is the song that truly conveys the title message of I Can't Stop. This is music predicated on the idea of a sensitive but aggressive man, one whose libido is, to be a bit irreligious about it, transubstantiated into a yearning that becomes a form of seduction. Unlike other soul greats, from James Brown to Otis Redding to Marvin Gaye, there's never been anything dangerous about Green's stealthy attack. Listening to this collection, you hear the subtle difference between a Memphis High Records production and those made at nearby Stax Records or in Motown's Detroit. Green's outward presentation, his wide grin, his cultivated vulnerability, even his scattered enunciation when he feigns confusion in the throes of passion, still need Mitchell's funky rhythm and horn sections to give the sound grit and insinuation. With this album, Al Green is very nearly as irresistible as he's ever been. And he and we can thank the man behind the man, Willie Mitchell, at a scarred old mixing board deep in Memphis, for that pleasure.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Al Green's new CD, I Can't Stop.